This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. A rare drone attack jolted Moscow before dawn, causing only light damage but forcing evacuations as residential buildings were struck in the Russian capital for the first time in the war against Ukraine. The Kremlin, meanwhile, pursued its relentless bombardment of Kyiv with a third assault on the city in 24 hours. Meanwhile, International Atomic Energy Agency Chief Rafael Grossi on Tuesday said that neither Russia nor Ukraine committed to respect five principles laid out by the International Atomic Energy Agency to try to safeguard Ukraine's Russian-occupied Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant.
We believe that this is a deterrent factor in case anybody would have the idea to attack a nuclear power plant. It's not enough. We need peace. We need the complete stabilization of the situation.
Grossi spoke at the UN Security Council. The debt ceiling and budget deal worked out between House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and U.S. President Joe Biden has advanced to the full House, where a vote is expected Wednesday. AP's Ben Thomas.
The House Rules Committee voted 7-6 to advance the bill, Chairman Tom Cole calling it a product of compromise.
We shouldn't allow that to overshadow what this bill accomplishes.
It would restrict spending for the next 2 years while also suspending the nation's debt limit. But South Carolina Republican Ralph Norman, also a member of the Freedom Caucus, was disappointed.
We had a real bill that was going to make a difference. We did in the original bill, this being watered down.
He and Texas Congressman Chip Roy joined Democrats in opposing the bill's advance. Ranking Democrat Jim McGovern accusing the GOP of weaponizing the debt ceiling.
What you are trying to do is get things enacted that you could not get done through regular order.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is VOA News. Former governor of the U.S. state of New Jersey, Chris Christie, is planning to announce a bid for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination on June 6th in the early nominating state of New Hampshire. This, according to a person familiar with the matter, said on Wednesday. Christie will join a growing field of Republicans vying to topple former President Donald Trump in the party's primary and take on current U.S. President Joe Biden, who's expected to win the Democratic nomination for a second term. North Korea acknowledges its attempt Wednesday to put the country's first spy satellite into orbit has failed. Meanwhile, as VOA's Bill Gallo explains, air raid sirens issued in error in South Korea have its normally unbothered residents concerned.
Though many were confused, few seemed to panic. But now they have questions. Why was the message sent in error? Why didn't all residents get the same warning? And where would they go if they did have to evacuate? Seoul officials defended their approach, saying it's better to be safe than sorry. But there is a danger that people will ignore future alerts, says Seoul-based international relations professor Mason Ritchie. South Korean officials may soon get the chance to do it all over again. North Korea Wednesday acknowledged their satellite launch failed and said they will attempt another very soon. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul, South Korea.
Operations to salvage 1.1 million barrels of oil from a decaying tanker moored off Yemen's coast will soon begin after a technical support ship arrived on site Tuesday, according to the UN. Ryan Chang reports.
If a spill happens, the UN has warned it could be an environmental disaster, that it could dump four times as much oil into the Red Sea as the 1989 Exxon Valdez disaster off Alaska. The Safa has been sitting off the coast of Yemen since 1988. However, the country's war caused maintenance operations on board to be suspended since 2015. The UN has contracted the companies Boskalis and Smit to help transfer the oil off the decaying tanker and onto a safe replacement vessel. Crews and experts were seen speaking with Houthi officials on board a technical support ship. UN official in Yemen David Gressley was optimistic about the progress they would make.
That's Reuters' Ryan Chang. A military spokesperson says Sudan has suspended its participation in talks with a paramilitary force. Here's VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The official said Wednesday that the move is a protest of the Rapid Support Force's repeated violations of the humanitarian ceasefire, including the continued occupation of hospitals and other civilian infrastructure in the capital. The development was a blow to the United States and Saudi Arabia, which have for weeks been mediating the conflict between the African nations' warring sides.
I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.